It's The Record from KUOW, the B-side. I'm Marcy Silman.
And I'm David Hyde. And Apple's holding its Worldwide Developer Conference in San Francisco. The big keynote was earlier today at 10 a.m. And here to tell us about that is Todd Bishop. He's co-founder and writer for GeekWire. He joins us every other Monday with news from the tech world. Hi, Todd.
Hey, it's great to be here.
So what's the big headline?
So we had two new versions of Apple's operating systems unveiled this morning, iOS 8, which will be coming out in the fall, and then a new version of Mac OS X, Yosemite. So these are both coming out. The really fascinating trend here is that Apple is tying together the iPhone and iPad operating system even more tightly with the Mac operating system. For example, you'll be able to see an incoming call to your iPhone on your Mac and take that call on your computer as if it were a speakerphone acting in conjunction with your Mac. Another example is you'll be able to start an email on your iPhone and then automatically finish it on your Mac. So there's lots of interesting things that Apple is doing here, tying these two things together.
So that's what it could mean for consumers. What about for competitors here in the Puget Sound region like Microsoft?
Yeah, so one fascinating thread is that Apple is actually going in a separate direction, a different direction than Microsoft. Microsoft is trying to get all its apps and services to work across a bunch of different devices, including the iPad. Just recently, we saw Microsoft release Office for the iPad, which was a major hurdle for the company to get over culturally to make that change. And now Apple is actually sort of going in the opposite direction where it's focusing on its own devices and making them work really tightly together. So what you're seeing set up here is basically a litmus test for which model is going to succeed long term. This more open model, ironically, that Microsoft is pursuing versus this more closed, tight-knit model that Apple is going after.
Wow. All right. Todd Bishop is with GeekWire. He joins us every Monday with news from the tech world in the Puget Sound region and beyond. There's another huge local kind of-ish story about Amazon and their battle with Hachette. That's the publisher. They've been basically making it harder for customers to buy those books, raising prices. Now Walmart has entered into it. What's Walmart doing?
So Walmart is now offering big discounts on books by major Hachette authors. And so Walmart has actually capitalized on this hardball tactic by Amazon and really seen a giant uptick in sales. Barnes & Noble is doing something very similar. And it's a fascinating moment of truth for Amazon here. They are defending their actions in making these Hachette books hard to get by saying, hey, this is just normal negotiations. We're acting like any other retailer would. But Amazon is not any other retailer. Amazon is a giant in the publishing industry, in the ebook industry. And it's really risking a public relations nightmare here if it doesn't already have one on its hands.
What's the big picture risk for Amazon? Of course, they started out, you know, the books was their business, but it's changed over the years. They obviously sell a lot of other things now. How big a percentage is books at this point for Amazon, and what's it mean for them moving forward?
It's still a very sizable percentage. Media in general for Amazon is a large chunk of its revenue every quarter. That said, you're right, Amazon is diversifying into Kindle Fire and all sorts of even the Fire TV set-top box now. The key here, though, is that Amazon relies on content, and it needs essentially the same, if not better, content than all of its competitors combined. And if it cannot get that, then it's in trouble. And so that really is what this Hachette battle is about, is Amazon trying to get that content on its own terms and in a way that it can make money from long term. So that's the risk. If it can't get that content in the way that it wants and works for its business, then it could be in trouble long term.
I know your expertise is the tech world, but University Bookstore down the street has this big sign up saying, "We're proud to work with Hachette." I'm wondering, is this kind of a turning point for brick and mortar stores? Is they're seeing an opportunity here, but what's that going to mean?
Absolutely. I think that's very smart by the University Bookstore to try and capitalize on that in a similar way to Barnes & Noble. And I think if this continues much longer, I think that risk becomes even bigger for Amazon, and it risks hurting its image and having people start to look to alternatives like, hey, old-fashioned bookstores down the street.
All right, Todd. Also, in other local giant tech news, Microsoft announced this morning that they're hiring Preston McAfee to be their chief economist. He comes from Google. What can you tell us about him?
So this is fascinating. He was previously Yahoo's chief economist before he worked for Google starting in 2012. So it's fascinating on a couple of levels. First, Microsoft poached this high-level employee from Google. But second, it's indicative of Microsoft trying to make decisions based more on data. So the types of things that this new chief economist will do is come in and say, hey, what really works in terms of products? What works in terms of the things that Microsoft offers from a quantitative standpoint? Not just gut feel, not just the executive in the CEO's chair making a call based on what he feels in his heart, but what actually works. And Microsoft is encouraging its customers to do this using Microsoft's own tools. And now it's actually, through this hire, doing it itself as well.
So you hear about that kind of data-driven analysis changing how social sciences are done. That's also changing in the business world, it sounds like. How likely is it to be successful for Microsoft?
If they can make it work and really find that sweet spot, I think it could be very big for Microsoft. To a certain extent, though, they just need to keep pace here and make sure that they're doing what everybody else is doing. It's good as an example to other companies to say, hey, this is what we're doing with the data that we collect and how we're making decisions based on it. So on a variety of levels, this is very important. And if Microsoft can leverage this new position well, it will turn out nicely for them.
All right. Finally, Todd, I got just about a minute left. I want to ask about an app started by a local company in Fremont. It's called Mixby. What's Mixby?
So Mixby uses beacons, and it's being tested right now at the Pacific Science Center. If you walk around the Pacific Science Center with the Mixby app installed, and you, for example, walk up to the butterfly exhibit, you will be notified via a beacon, a Bluetooth wireless signal, that you are right there at the butterfly exhibit, and you can unlock content related to that exhibit. It's part of this location-based technology trend. It's very fascinating, and we have in Mixby and the company Artifact Technologies an example of it operating right here at the Pacific Science Center in Seattle.
Cool. Todd Bishop, thank you so much.
That's my pleasure.
He's co-founder and writer for GeekWire. You're listening to The Record on KUOW with Marcy Silman. I'm David Hyde.